Cruising the chin at 6:30. Beautiful day, clear water, it's 87 degrees. We had some light showers earlier in the day, but it's clear now. Should have a nice game. So, the Threshers' last game was Sunday in Tampa against the Tampa Tarpons. The Threshers had a monster win. They won 12-3 by catcher Caleb Ricketts, who was 3-for-6 with 6 RBIs, along with shortstop Eric Brito, who was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Pitcher Seth Nightingale got the Now, Josh, the Threshers had a monster second inning. They had 7 runs. How were they able to put together such a scoring inning?
Well, a big part of it was the opposing pitching. The Threshers took advantage of a number of mistakes by the starter, Justin Lang. And when Alex Bustamante came in, he didn't exactly pacify the damage as well. 5 walks led off the top of that second inning. And then their new pitcher was put in. Alex Bustamante came in. He hit a batter, a drop third strike, got past the catcher, and the Threshers really just took advantage. I mean, we've talked about how strong these guys are base running wise, and it was on full display. They knew when to go, they knew when to stay put if a pitch got behind the catcher, and they just took advantage. And as there was one bases loaded hit that came from Caleb Ricketts, and he drove in 2 of his 3 runs on that double. And yeah, 7 runs is hard to get past.
Yeah, these Threshers base runners, they will make pitchers pay, they will make hitters pay if they make mistakes. So, leading off in the near for the St. Lucie Mets today is the center fielder Ryan Thomas, followed by right fielder Jeffrey De Los Santos, shortstop Jet Williams, Jacob Reimer, who's a third baseman, designated hitter Vincent Rosso, second baseman, The starting pitcher today for the St. Lucie Mets is right-hander Douglas Gordiano. For your Clearwater Threshers, batting first is left-hander Ricardo Rosario, followed by center Justin Crawford. Catcher Caleb Ricketts, fourth is right fielder Diego Gomez Jr.
In the eighth position,
The Clearwater Threshers, they're currently 9-6. They have had a great start to the season so far. And the St. Lucie Mets are 5-10. We have a nice long home stand here, 6 games here at Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Yeah. So, Josh.
Yeah, it's good to be back home for sure. Tampa's close enough, but just being in the confines of your own ballpark is always something that these guys will prefer. I mean, a lot of players just say how much they love the field they're playing on, and now the Threshers have 2 straight home stands on this field. So they were 3-3 in the split against Fort Myers the last time they were out here, and now it's just a full 2 weeks of home cooking.
That's right. This spring training ballparks.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a major league field that these guys play. It just makes it that much more fun to talk to some of them. First time they're here, it's just almost a state of distance. It's a really good place to get your feet on the street.
The first baseman, number 24, Cassidy.
first professional player with double-digit hits in the Tampa series. So the guy that is expected to just continue on his run. That's why they put him up in the top third of the lineup, because, you know, he's going to be the guy who's ready to clear the bases when it comes to it.
Rushers have top 10 prospects. The Phillies' fourth best prospect is Justin Crawford. The seventh is Gabe Nkunas Jr., the outfielder, both outfielders. And eighth is pitcher Alex McFarland. So that helps explain why we have such talent here in Clearwater. Shows in the record at six.
Yeah, it's a very deep system for the Phillies for sure, but a lot of these guys, you know, fresh out of the draft for some of them, McFarland on the development list to start this week, and Crawford and Nkunas Jr. have been mainstays in the Threshers lineup thus far. And it's like you said, these are all just younger guys, and they're starting to make an impact at the beginning point in their career. Crawford second on the team in batting average, Nkunas Jr. leads in home runs and just snapped an 11-game on base streak that lasted since the home opener. So a lot of promising players here in Clearwater that might be coming back and playing with the big league club in spring training someday. That is some really strong pitching, which has been a surprise. I mean, a lot of people didn't expect the Threshers pitching staff to be as strong as it is, but I mean, if you take a look in, you know, just throughout the league, the Threshers have one of the best pitching staffs in the league thus far. They're fourth in the Florida State League with the team ERA. They lead the league with six saves, and they still have under 100 hits, one of two teams through the first three series to have let up fewer than 100 hits in the season. Obviously, that's probably going to change tonight, but It just shows how strong the pitching staff has been and how the Threshers offense have been able to build off of that. They're the second best record in the league heading into this series. And they have a chance to build on that a lot more against the St. Lucie team that has struggled over the first couple weeks of this season.
Threshers only have the second best record in the Florida State League. Second to just the Bridenton.
Keep in mind that the Marauders were the Threshers' first opponent of the season, and the Threshers took two out of those three games in Bradenton. So, obviously, not really thinking about the full division standings just yet. The Threshers keeping pace with the entire league, but once it comes down to it, as of now, they've got that tiebreaker, and down the road, that could prove crucial if the Threshers keep fighting for a playoff spot, and all signs point to the fact that they will certainly be in contention. Still, obviously, you know, first month of the season is not full, but at any point in the season, saying that you have one of the best records in the entire league is pretty substantial, and I think it's certainly a good starting point for the Threshers and something that fans and players alike can just get excited about, that this team is just giving everything they have to win a game.
The umpire is switching his name. It's Tyler Green. And along the bases is Isabella Brown.
Interesting name for an umpire, Rob. Rob a base. Stuff like that. And plenty of puns you can go off of that. Calls won't get robbed. Maybe a couple home runs. My walls out there.
Should be a few. Bases stolen.
Yeah, even one of the top base stealing teams in the entire league. They've stolen quite a bit. They've only allowed 13. That's second highest in the stolen bases. They have three of the top five in individual stolen bases, with Mariano leading the way with nine. And Gabriel Jones Jr. and Justin Crawford tie in second with eight. So they steal bags. Definitely a guy to be excited about. Another high school guy, but
ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back into the broadcast booth here at BayCare Ballpark. Josh Sperber. Special thanks to Lance Williams for the pregame show. He'll be back for postgame, but until then, you're stuck with me. Threshers and St. Lucie Mets meeting for the first time this season, like they are projected to this year. They met twice in 2022. A bit more spaced out as the Threshers see the Mets for the second and final time when they travel to St. Lucie next month. But for right now, it's the season opener between these two teams, as each side is getting underway for the season. Last year at home, St. Lucie took 4 of 6 and 5 of 6 on the road. So the Threshers really on their revenge tour, trying to take a season series against St. Lucie for the first time in over a season. We have a late pitching change on the mound, as Jaden Estanista was projected to start, but it is actually Jonathan Petit who will be getting the start for the Clearwater Threshers. Estanista yet to make his first team. And Petit also getting his first start and now his second appearance with the Clearwater Threshers, called up to the team last year. And we are set to go. First pitch to Rylan Thomas is lined into foul territory for ball for strike one. Fouled away by Thomas. Count now quickly 0-2. So Petit, in his second appearance, first start with the Thrashers this season. The pitch, breaking ball, misses low, and the count is now 1-2. A right-hander out of Naguanagua, Venezuela, had one appearance in Tampa in his season debut. Now the pitch in there for a called strike, and that is strike three. Thomas was dumbfounded by the strike call, but that was right on the outside corner. So one batter up and one batter gone for the St. Lucie Mets. Ryland Thomas, the leadoff man, with Jeffrey De Los Santos in right field and batting second tonight. Jet Williams is the shortstop, batting third, and Jacob Reimer is the cleanup man. First pitch to De Los Santos, misses low for ball one. Vincent Perozo will hit fifth. Kevin Villavicencio batting sixth. Yarel Martinez batting seventh. Fernando Villalobos batting eighth as the bat shatters from De Los Santos. Just shaved off one whole side of that bat, so he will head back to the dugout and get another one as he fouled off a fastball. 1-1 the count to De Los Santos. Batting eighth, Fernando Villalobos. Batting ninth is Blake McIntosh. He is in left field for the St. Lucie Mets, going against Jonathan Petit, coming off an inning and two-thirds of scoreless baseball that he pitched in Wednesday night's loss in Tampa. The Threshers, though, took that series 4-2 in their first six-game series win of the season. They have now won both road series with a combined record of 6-3. 1-1 in there for a called strike with the fastball, dotting the eye on the outside part of the plate. And now it's 1-2. Hit on the ground, bounced over the glove of Petit. Fielded by Brito at second. He sends to first for out number two. With Jet Williams coming up to the plate for St. Lucie, let's set the defense for your Clearwater Threshers. The left side of the infield is Otto Kemp and Brian Rincon at third and short. You saw the partnership of Eric Brito at second and Chad Castillo at first on the last ground out. And in the outfield left to right, Ricardo Rosario, Justin Crawford in center, and Gabriel Rincon as junior in right. First pitch to Jet Williams. Jets in, but it misses for ball one. 1-0 count. 2-13 hitter on the year is Williams, a homer, 5 RBIs. Petit deals, fastball again, but it misses inside again to make the count 2-0. Petit, 11 games and 6 starts in the FCL last year. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and it's 2-1. Though he was called up to the Threshers just a couple weeks ago, late in the Fort Myers series, as he swings and misses on a slider, does Williams, to make the count even at 2-2. 3-3 record with a 4.50 ERA in 6 starts and 11 games overall for the FCL Phillies in 2022. The 2-2 hit the other way and foul. Still scoreless here in the top of the first inning. Nobody on and 2 outs for Jet Williams, the St. Lucie Mets shortstop. Normal shift in the infield. And the 2-2 again. This one is fisted into center field. Crawford charges. So does Brito, who slides and is unable to make the catch. Just a bloop hit into no man's land. Brito very close to making a play, but it is a 2-out single for Jet Williams and the Mets are on the board for the first time. That'll bring up Jacob Reimer, the third baseman, 244 hitter on the year with 7 RBIs. Short lead off first for Williams as Petit deals. Breaking ball misses inside, count 1-0. That was the first hit that Petit has allowed this season. And the 1-0. Missing, count 2-0. Late start as Jaden Estanista was projected to start for the Threshers. This one is hit on the ground, back up the middle, and rolling into center field for a base hit. Crawford fields and Williams will stay at second base. Two straight singles with two outs as Jacob Reimer takes a 2-0 pitch up the middle. That'll bring out the designated hitter in Vincent Perozzo as Caleb Ricketts is out from behind home plate calling out the signals. And he's a guy who is just well trusted by these pitching staffs. Was the catcher for that no-hitter in the second game of the season. And behind the plate once again with Petit on the mound. First pitch found back into the netting by Perozzo when the count is 0-1. Petit, a Venezuela native, pitched in the vaunted Venezuelan Winter League for Los Tiburones de la Guaira. 0-1 pitch, fouled away. Out in front of a breaking ball is Perozzo when it's 0-2. And some good Venezuelan talent were playing with Petit over this past year. Ronald Acuna got some extra work in there. Jose Quijada, Juan Yepes, just three of the major leaguers who were on Los Tiburones with Petit. 0-2 hit high in the air out to center field. Crawford ranging to his left. He takes the catch with one hand and ends the inning. So the Mets get something going on two outs, but two runners are stranded with no runs scored, no errors, and two left on base on two hits. Top of the first is over. Threshers come to the bat for the first time right after this. Bottom of the first inning here in Clearwater. Still no scores. The Threshers up to bat for the first time, going up against Douglas Orellana. His first pitch is bunted down the third baseline, but foul. As kind of an in-the-air bunt for Ricardo Rosario. And he will step back to home plate. 0-1 the count. He has been the leadoff hitter in each of the last four games now for Clearwater. After Justin Crawford had been handling the leadoff duties until Rosario's arrival last week. 0-1 inside. Rosario turns away from the pitch to avoid getting plunked, and it's a 1-1 count. Orellana, 8 walks and 3 hits allowed in his short start to the season, as the 1-1's another fastball that misses inside to Rosario, count 2-1. He's been with Clearwater for just 3 games, but he has made quite an impact. He had a really solid 3 games against Tampa as he awaits the 2-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Count is now even at 2-2. So against the Tarpons, Rosario went 3-for-9 with 2 runs scored and 3 RBIs. There he's called out on strike three. 95-mile-an-hour heater on the outside corner from Orellana. That is just the third time Rosario has been struck out this season. So one gone for Justin Crawford, hitting number two tonight. As he has been, well, even Rosario has been in the game, moving down one spot. First pitch to Crawford, a fastball that zips over the center of the plate for a called first strike. Crawford had a bit more limited action in the Tarpon series. 0-1 to him, another fastball, but that one misses low and in as the count evens at 1-1. A bit more limited action against Tampa, but when he was called upon, he excelled, brought his average up just shy of 300 on the year. This one is hit the other way, and that is into left field for an extra base hit. Rolling into the corner is the baseball, and Crawford will stand up at second base with a one-out double. That's what I've been talking about. This last week against, toward the end of the Fort Myers series, and in a 4-for-9 that he was at the plate against Tampa, Justin Crawford is starting to turn into that top pick that you expect. A really strong start to the season. This is average, should jump over 310 with a double. And that'll bring up Caleb Ricketts, who had the best series of any Threshers hitter in Tampa with a very fast man in scoring position. First pitch to Ricketts, he lets go for a called strike on the outside corner. Another fastball from Orellana. As Crawford, tied for second on the team with 8 stolen bases in 10 attempts. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball inside, speared by the catcher in Villalobos to even the count at 1-1. So Ricardo Rosario struck out looking. Crawford is on second. Caleb Ricketts at the plate batting third and facing a 1-1 count. Orellana checks on Crawford, and now the pitch. Foul back into the netting, count 1-2. Gabriel Rincones Jr. on deck batting cleanup. Chad Castillo is going to bat fifth. Otto Kemp is the sixth hitter. Jordan Viers bats seventh as the DH. Brian Rincone batting eighth, and Eric Brito once again rounding out the lineup for your Clearwater Threshers. The 1-2 to Ricketts. Breaking ball does not break enough. Stays upstairs, and standing up is Villalobos to make the grab to keep the count at 2-2. Orellana deals. Ricketts pops this one up into shallow left field. It won't escape the infield dirt as Reimer settles under it, backpedaling into shallow left to make the two-handed grab for out number two. So two gone, still a runner in scoring position. That's Justin Crawford. And now Gabriel Rincones Jr. looking to restart what was the second longest on-base streak of the season. Longest for the Threshers. He had an 11-game on-base streak that had lasted since the Threshers' home opener against Fort Myers. First pitch to Rincones Jr. is hit foul, count 0-1. And that Fort Myers game, you could tell that it just switched something on in him. A 3-for-4 day at the plate, and he produced a run, whether by scoring or an RBI, every single time he reached base. Now the 0-1. Fastball upstairs, count even at 1-1. And he got all of his extra base hits except for one in these last 11 games, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs over his 11-game on-base streak. And he's got a chance to do some damage with Justin Crawford on second. The 1-1 fastball zips in there for called strike two. And the thing about Rincones, you expect these power hitters to put up the kind of numbers that he is at the plate. And definitely a solid start to his first pro season after he missed last year with an injury. But it's the on-base percentage that is especially good to see from Rincones Jr. He won't get on base there as he swings and misses at a fastball. 96 miles an hour, fastest pitch of the day thus far from Douglas Orellana. So the Threshers strand a runner in scoring position. No runs, no errors, one hit and one left for Clearwater. And we are scoreless through the first inning of play. We'll head to the top of the second right after this here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field. Kelly's Catering. You were fireworks staff at the game. This is GolfCommissionsBaseball.com for tickets to stay for the best fireworks show of the year. Join the girls at Little Lakers, presented by Daniel Kids, for the $25 per child per season. It's not to be out there this season. It's all Thursday home. That ticket is by the Daniel Kids Wellness and Sickness. Join the graduates. Use the questions to come to bed. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Oklahoma. See priceless treasures that bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.com.
Top of the second inning here at BayCare Ballpark. Two hits for the Mets, one hit for the Threshers. But no runs on the board for either team. A scoreless ball game thus far. In the Threshers' first game of a 12-game homestand. Six against St. Lucie this week, six against the Lakeland Flying Tigers next week. And Kevin Villavicencio will start off the inning for the St. Lucie Mets. Slider misses on the inside part of the plate to Villavicencio, and it's a 1-0 count. Mets second baseman hitting .256 this season with no homers and four RBIs. Petit deals, tips it off the end of the bat, does Villavicencio, and it is 1-1. Not a lot of players on this St. Lucie team from the Mets draft as Villavicencio takes strike two, another slider to make the count 1-2 to him. He is in his third professional season and his first year entirely in full season ball. A rude introduction to this game, though, was Jonathan Petit gets his second strikeout of the ball game. Second time in a row, a leadoff batter has been called out looking. Two Ks for Petit, one out here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Yoel Martinez. Left-handed hitter. And he awaits the first pitch, cuts on and missed. And it is an 0-1 count. Yoel, no hits yet on the season. Petit hoping to keep it that way, and he is attacking Martinez right now, daring him to challenge the fastball, and he does not. The count's 0-2. Working quickly, the pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner. Martinez does not chase, and the count is now 1-2. Both of these teams bring a whole lot of lefty hitters to the plate. Six for the Mets, as this one is hit into left center field. Crawford and Rosario shading, but it's Rosario who makes the grab, calling off Crawford in the last second for out number two. Another lefty hitter coming up to the plate. A left-handed hitting catcher, not something you see every day, but a sight to be seen here at BayCare Ballpark. Fernando Villalobos, an average just south of 100 on the year. And here's the first pitch from Petit. The fastball gets away from Ricketts, landed in the dirt first, and bounced into the backstop. 1-0 the count to Villalobos. So the Mets 5-10 on the season. This is the first time that the Threshers have crossed divisions. 1-0 pitch, foul tip as he was out in front of that breaking ball to even the count of 1-1. The Mets in the East Division, the Threshers have played all their first 15 games against teams from the West, and they're 9-6. 1-1, did he go? He did not. 2-1 the count to Villalobos. Left-handed hitting catcher. Of Ensenada, Mexico. 3-1 the count. The breaking ball misses once again. And Petit in danger of allowing another two-out base runner. See how long Petit can go as he has primarily been using the bullpen out of it in his career. 3-1 pitch is hit on the ground. Brito chasing, but it will get past him into right field for a two-out base hit. Deja vu all over again. Lead off, strikeout looking, and a two-out single for the St. Lucie Mets. Third hit allowed by Petit thus far in this game. So runner on first base and two outs for Blaine McIntosh, the left fielder, also looking for his first hit of the season. Left-handed hitting left fielder for the Mets. The pitch, breaking ball, missing upstairs. One of the few Mets that were drafted and not signed as a free agent, as McIntosh swings it into the back of the net, now 1-1. One of the newest guys to join this Mets roster, as he made his debut on Saturday against Lakeland, going 0-3. The 1-1. Fastball missing low, count 2-1. So it's Villalobos on first, McIntosh up with no score and a 2-1 count. He holds up the swing just in time as the fastball misses outside to make it 3-1. And Petit, for the second straight inning, having a bit of difficulty clamping down with two outs. Two straight singles with two outs in the last frame, and this one is laced into right center field. Going back is Rincon, diving, and he does not make the play. Ball's going to bounce against the wall, and that looks like it's going to be a stand-up two-out triple. As coming on home is Villalobos, Rincones inches away from making what would have been a highlight play, but it's an RBI triple for Blaine McIntosh and his first hit as a St. Lucie Met. And the Mets are on the board first. 1-0 is the score here in the bottom of the or in the top of the second inning. Excuse me. So that'll reset the lineup card and a shift on for Ryland Thomas, who's 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch to Thomas, a fastball that is going to miss low, count 1-0. Infield moved in on the left side with Kemp about halfway between normal depth and the infield grass as the breaking ball misses there low again, 2-0. And Brian Rincon shifted as close to the center as you can with the new shift rules. Second and first base at their normal spots. 2-0 is laced out into left field, and that is going to drop in front of Rosario for another RBI. A two-out rally for the Mets once again as Ryland Thomas gets his first RBI of the game, second of the season, and St. Lucie leads it 2-0. Two runs scored with two outs so far, and the Mets bats have woken up after a difficult start to the season offensively. Now Jeffrey De Los Santos looking to continue. Team leader with two home runs as the breaking ball misses outside, count 1-0. De Los Santos, though, grounded out to second in the first inning. And now good speed at first base with Ryland Thomas. So Petit checks back on him, and he'll slide in head first safely. Some guys getting loose in the Threshers bullpen, but no one warming up just yet, as this is weakly grounded over to third. Charging is Kemp, fielding with a glove, sends it over to first, and he gets De Los Santos by a step for the final out of the inning. But the Mets do some damage with two outs. They put up two runs on three hits and leave a runner stranded, no errors. And the Threshers have some work to do, looking to get back here in the bottom of the second inning as they trail 2-0 on the Threshers broadcast network.
You get free Just $25 and come to every Thursday only. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to bring the whole family. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th. induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Bowman as the class of 2023. Visit Baseball Hall of Fame.
But yeah, if you need something, just grab it.
They hop the bottom of the second for the Thrashers. First baseman, number 24, Jeff Castillo.
So St. Lucie puts up two in the second inning. The Threshers trying to do at least the same with Chad Castillo, Otto Kemp, and Jordan Viers coming up. Castillo back off the injured list towards the end of the Tampa series. He cuts on and misses on a low breaking ball by Orellana to make it 0-1. And he had a nice little welcome back moment in Tampa. First at bat he had for the Threshers, he drove in two runs. 0-1 pitch is hit the other way, foul down the left field line. And the count is 0-2. That was on Saturday. With two outs, two walks had started the inning for Clearwater. A full count, Chad Castillo drove in two with an RBI to put the Threshers on the board first. 0-2 fouled down the left field line once again into the stands. And Chad Castillo is serving up souvenirs for fans sitting on the left-hand side. So the count's still 0-2. Orellana, glove at his hat, the deal. And there is a swing and a miss. Drop third strike, so Castillo's off to first, but it's quickly thrown by Villalobos for the K2-3. Third strikeout of the day for Orellana, second in a row, as that will bring up Otto Kemp. Kemp, second on the team, or third on the team in on-base percentage, but has yet to drive in a run for the Threshers, though he did set a new mark for runs scored in a game in the last one, as he swings and misses at strike one. 0-1 to Kemp, coming off of an 0-for-3 day where he still walked twice and scored three runs, bringing his on-base percentage up to .353. Breaking ball, misses high and inside, and the count is 1-1. But Kemp scored three runs in that series finale against Tampa. 1-1. Breaking ball, missing outside, count 2-1. And that was the most a Thresher has scored in a single game this season. 2-1 pitch. Another fastball. This one misses low and away, and it's 3-1 to Kemp, a guy who has just been a walk machine so far this season. Orellana, glove set to his hat again. 3-1 with one out. Pitch, swing and a miss, and the count runs full. 2-0 the score. St. Lucie put up then both of those runs in the top of the second inning. And now here comes the payoff. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. Two straight strikeouts for the Threshers, and Orellana has four on the game. Good start to the contest for the right-hander. Now two down for Jordan Viers, who has RBIs in each of his last two games. RBI ground out that was the last run batted in the Threshers' seven-run second inning in the 12-3 victory over the Tarpons on Sunday. First pitch to Viers, a breaking ball that stays upstairs to make the count 1-0. Viers also hit his first home run of the year, hit the top of the foul pole in right field at George M. Steinbrenner Field. 1-0. This one is hit back up the middle into shallow center field. Tracking back is Jet Williams, who's under it for the catch. Out number three. So the Threshers go down in order. First time either team has been sent down in order. And St. Lucie leads it 2-0. We're through second. We're through two innings here in Clearwater. Threshers trailing by two. Yeah, just whatever you end up getting, as long as you have $25. Just make it. Really appreciate it. Of the third here in Clearwater, Jet Williams, who made the final out of the second, will take the first cuts of the third. First pitch from Petit is a slider that's in there on the outside corner to make the count 1-0. The Mets lead at 2-0, five hits to Clearwater's one, but Petit having a solid game when there's more than two outs. 0-2 as Williams ahead of that breaking ball. All five hits for St. Lucie have come with two outs on the board. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball misses low and away, and the count 1-2. Williams got the first hit of the game for St. Lucie, a two-out single on a 2-2 count back in the first inning. Now here's a 1-2 count as that is fouled back into the plate, and that'll keep the count at 1-2. Williams, a first-round pick in 2022, rolls one into right field, and that is another base hit. Showing why he was a first-round pick. Good contact and discipline at the plate with two strikes. Two times he's recorded a hit on two strike counts, and this is the first hit St. Lucie's been able to record with less than two outs. So that'll bring up Jacob Reimer, oven mitt on, for Jet Williams, who takes a long lead off of first as the slider zips past Reimer on the outside corner at the knees for a called strike. A lot of fastball sliders from Jonathan Petit as he deals. Williams goes, pitch over the plate for a strike. Low throw bounces over the glove of the shortstop in Rincon. Crawford guns a throw over to third, but he will not get Williams in time. Unclear if the error is going to be ruled on Eric Brito or on Caleb Ricketts, but it's a stolen base for Williams and then an error that moves him to third. So it's an 0-2 count to Reimer, but St. Lucie has a runner on third base with nobody out. A righty warming up in the pen for the Threshers. Just two left-handed pitchers available with Aldegary scheduled to start on Saturday. 0-2, weakly hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline, and we will do it again. Jacob Reimer, 261 hitter on the season, 77 RBIs. Add another two-out single in the last inning. Now the infield is moved in to cover the run at third base. The pitch, slider outside, count 1-2. Error is officially ruled on Caleb Ricketts, just his second of the season, as the Threshers lead the way in the FCA, in the Florida State League when it comes to errors. The pitch called strike three. Fastball on the outside corner and low, and Reimer is frozen. Three strikeouts on the game for Petit, that being a big one, as that will be the first out in the inning. Threshers, just nine errors on the season now. Only Dunedin has fewer, unless they've already committed an error themselves. And the pitch misses low to Vincent Perozzo. Just two RBIs on the season, but an average of 281. 2-0 the score. The Threshers trailing against the St. Lucie Mets. Infield in with one out. And this is popped up high in the air on down the third base side in foul territory. Ricketts and Kemp charge, and Kemp is the one who settles under it and makes the catch in foul territory with two outs. So the infield will revert back to normal depth as two outs have been recorded with the runner on third base, and it's things like that that make you trust in this Threshers defense. When I was talking to Caleb Ricketts, mainly about the no-hitter for a story in next month's Threshers Times game program, which you can get if you come to a Threshers game, tickets at threshersbaseball.com. First pitch to Villavicencio is in there for a called strike on the outside corner. But anyway, talking to Caleb Ricketts about the no-hitter, he wasn't bringing up the 16 strikeouts that set a team best for the season that still has yet to be surpassed, as this one is hitting the air out to deep right field. A couple steps in front of the track is Rincones Jr. He makes the one-handed grab, and I'll have to finish my story another time. But the Threshers get out of a jam, the leadoff runner getting all the way to third base. Clearwater takes him out, only hit of the ball game, or of the inning, excuse me, with one error and one left. No run score, and the Threshers keep it at 2-0, heading into the bottom of the third inning.
I have my two contestants down here with me, Maddie in Avon, and their sisters. So we're going to have a little family battle here. These girls can go right up here to the line. You know what you got to do. You're going to bounce around the cones and come back here. Are you ready?
Visit our website, threshersbaseball.com.
On the last night on Friday of every month, the Threshers become the clear water each day. All right. And he's having a little bit of a early lead. She's gone. Oh, Maddie is a winner. I'm sorry, that was good to say. Tonight's Cody's Roadhouse pony races. You made you and your family some free food from our sponsor, Cody's Roadhouse in Bel Air Bluffs. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
The Threshers still looking for their first run in their first home game in about a week. 2-0 is the score. Six hits to Clearwater's one for St. Lucie. As the Threshers with a 9-6 record, St. Lucie coming in at 5-10. But Clearwater has been turning up the heat later in games of late. And now Brian Rincon does not swing at a called strike. Count is 0-1 to the Threshers shortstop. Brito on deck. And then Rosario in the hole as the breaking ball misses outside to even the count of 1-1 to Brian Rincon. He had a night off in the series finale, went 1-for-4 with a run and a strikeout in his best series of the season. 1-1 to Rincon is hit on a line past the diving glove of Villavicencio, and Brian Rincon has his first hit of the day in his first at bat. Second hit of the night for the Threshers, and a leadoff single brings up Eric Brito. He represents the tying run now, already has a game-tying home run this season for the Threshers, coming off of a game where he tied his season high with three RBIs, though this time they did not all come on one home run. Leading the team with a .324 batting average as Rincon shuffles around off first base, dummying the bunt, but the fastball goes outside. 1-0 the count to Brito, who has been just the pillar of consistency for the Threshers this season. Thrown back to first base, Rincon sliding in there head first. At least three hits for Brito in each of the first two, in each of the first three series. He was 5-for-17 in Tampa with three runs scored and three batted in. Now Orellana, the pitch. Hit the other way, popped up into foul territory. That's going to land on the Diamond Club Cafe out in right field. 1-1 the count to Brito. 2-0 the score, St. Lucie in the lead. The Threshers, though, have the tying run at the plate here in the bottom of the third. Orellana deals. Brito lets it go as the fastball is a little bit tight, and the count is 2-1. Brito, the best slash line of the on the team so far. .324 average, .410 on base, and a slugging percentage of .471 with a homer and a couple of other extra base hits. Throw back to first pace, not in time, very close, but Brian Rincon is in there safely. They head first slide. So Rincon, who is 2-for-4 on stolen base attempts, certainly shuffling towards the back. Off he goes to second, but it's fouled away by Brito. A great jump by Rincon, but he'll have to head back to first base as Brito now has a 2-2 count. We have seen one hit and run executed already this year for Clearwater. And Rincon and Brito trying to combine for another one. No telling if he's going to go again in this at-bat. Still taking a big lead off of first base as a 2-2 count comes to Brito. Rincon shuffling around. Orellana deals. Rincon stays, and Brito will stay at the plate as the fastball missed outside to fill the count up at 3-2. So Rincon definitely going to go here with a full count. And nobody out here in the third inning. Rincon looks ready to go at first. Off he goes. The payoff pitch is high, so it won't be a stolen base. It will be ball four to Eric Brito. Rincon is on second, Brito on first. And the go-ahead run coming up in the form of Ricardo Rosario. One of the newest additions to the Threshers. One of the newest subtractions, though, some good news, as Kendall Simmons, a former Thresher who had 3 walks in the game against Tampa on Sunday, played 1 game for Clearwater, and he was shipped back off to Jersey Shore. Quick rehab stint for the Threshers, and now a nice promotion. The first time a Threshers player has gone on to play at a higher level in 2023. We love seeing these guys on the field for Clearwater, but the goal is to get them up levels and get them closer to their goal of playing for the Philadelphia Phillies. So 1-0 count to Rosario with 2 on base. The pitch, swing and a miss. Out in front of a fastball, leaving the count at 1-1. Rosario has produced a run, whether it's been a run scored or an RBI in each of his first 3 games, as he now makes his home debut as a Thresher, as Rincon is caught in a little bit of a rundown and in there safely. A bit of a hitch in the step backwards from Orellana, which allowed Rincon to get back safely from a sizable lead over at second base. And the Threshers, a fairly aggressive base-running team. This one is hitting the air out in the shallow center field. Shouldn't be deep enough to tag anyone, as camping under it is Rylan Thomas, and he makes the one-handed grab. Glove blocks the sun, and there's the first out in the third inning.
Center fielder, Justin Crawford.
That'll bring up Justin Crawford, who had just 1 RBI when he left Clearwater, had 4 in the series against Tampa this past week. And that was in limited action as well. So this is a guy who is starting to heat up. Might just cement that at home here. He represents the go-ahead run, though yet to hit a home run this season. Does have a double on the night as he bounces this one into the netting above the Threshers dugout to make it 0-1. A 2-out double in the first, surprisingly did not steal third. And he's in the box with an 0-1 count. Rincon on second base, Brito on first, both taking short leads off of their bag as Brito represents the tying run. Swing and a miss on a fastball high and inside. And now the count's 0-2. Crawford just misjudged where that pitch was going to land. Guy who is just a worker for the Threshers. Crawford digs in the box, 0-2, Orellana deals. Fastball upstairs, count 1-2. I think every conversation I had with him before the season during minor league camp, something about how excited he was to get back out there was said. And now that he's in season, you don't really hear him talk much. He is just focused on getting the job done. Slow bouncer back to the pitcher's mound. Orellana bobbles it, and he will not get Crawford. Any slight mistake, it's going to cost you something when Justin Crawford comes to the plate. And just a little bit of a bobble, he kind of tried to throw the ball towards first before Orellana had it in his hands. And that loads up the bases. Unclear if it's going to be an error or a hit. With Crawford's speed, I think that's going to be the Threshers' 3rd hit of the game, but I am wrong. and it will be an error on the pitcher. So Rincon on third, Brito on second, representing the tying run, and the go-ahead run in the form of Justin Crawford on first for Caleb Ricketts, who had the best series by a Threshers hitter this season in Tampa. 1-0 count to Ricketts now, as he became the first Threshers player with double-digit hits in a single series, going 10-for-24 in Tampa, boosting his average to .319. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count now 2-0 to Ricketts. He popped out to third his last time up, and he's got a chance to do some damage with the bases loaded, and you couldn't script it any better than this for the Threshers. You got the go-ahead run on first, so a double could score him with your RBI leader at the plate. This one has popped up over the press box, and the count's 2-1 to Caleb Ricketts. 7 of his 10 RBI coming in Tampa. He stole home on kind of a double steal after Rincones Jr. got caught in a rundown. Ricketts just took advantage and scored the opening run of the ballgame. Double, two doubles and a triple, and that is a single into right field for Caleb Ricketts. One run scores easily, and Brito motors around third, but he gets the stop sign. So the runners just move station to station, but the Threshers are on the board. Rincones the first run, Brito moves to third, Crawford to second, and Caleb Ricketts has RBI number 11 of the season, and the Threshers cut the lead in half at 2-1. Just one out in the inning so far, as now the pitching coach will come out for the St. Lucie Mets. And they look to try and stop the bleeding with the heart of the order up for Clearwater. Gabriel Rincones Jr., Chad Castillo, the next two up, with the bases loaded and just one out, as Dan McKinney is out having a chat with his starter. So the base is loaded for Clearwater. Score is 2-1. And now McKinney will head back to the dugout. Orellana will stay there. Tyler Green coming out to just break up the mound visit and bring the catcher Villalobos back to home plate. So McKinney heading back to their dugout, as there is some action, a lefty getting loose for the St. Lucie Mets, with the bases loaded and one out here in the third. One run across already for Clearwater, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. looking to make it a couple more. Go-ahead run is in scoring position as Rincones drills this one foul over the strikeout cafe in right field. And the count is now 0-1. He thought he got some heat, but it was a changeup to start off the at-bat for Orellana. Now the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air. It's going to stay in the infield, and the home plate umpire Tyler Green will raise up his hand for the infield fly. It's caught by Jet Williams, and there is two outs here in the third inning. So Rincones Jr. 0-2, and now Chad Castillo looking to give the Threshers an advantage here. A single should score two with Crawford at second base. And a double could score three. Castillo, four RBIs and two home runs on the season. Three RBIs and one home run. The pitch fouled away, and the count is now 0-1. That one hit the netting behind home plate. The Threshers in their red jerseys with the blue lettering, golden outline, red caps and helmets with the Threshers logo, with the shark holding the bat on the helmet, and white and red pinstripe pants. 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's strike two. Castillo chasing that breaking ball. Average just under 200 after he struck out in the second. Two RBIs in the last series. Did not play against Fort Myers after hurting himself in the home opener. Now facing an 0-2 with the bases loaded. Orellana deals. Fouled away by Castillo. That one bounces in and over the St. Lucie dugout. He will stay alive in this inning. Brito on third, Crawford on second, and Caleb Ricketts on first with two outs in a 2-1 ball game here at BayCare Ballpark. Castillo at the plate. Orellana, the 0-2. Bouncing away, and that's going to tie the game. Brito sprinting on home, and he'll get in there standing up on the wild pitch. And the Threshers have tied this ball game. Ricketts has moved to second, and Crawford will now head home as the ball went out of... No, he won't. He's getting pointed back. He thought that since the ball went out of play, he was going to be awarded home, but that's only on a batted ball. So, the wild pitch ties this game and puts now the go-ahead run 90 feet from home plate. 2-2 is the score. It is a 1-2 count to Chad Castillo, who will get himself back in the left-handed batter's box. And a single could give the Threshers a two-run lead. 1-2 the count to Castillo, right on left matchup, with Crawford on third and Ricketts on second base. 2-2 is the score. Here's the pitch. Castillo tapped this one to second, fielded by Villavicencio, and he sends it to first base. Turn out number three. But the Threshers tied up in the third inning with two runs, an RBI single from Caleb Ricketts, and a wild pitch from Orellana that scored Eric Brito, and have this game all even up at two runs apiece. Threshers get those two runs on two hits, one error, and two left aboard. We are all square, two runs apiece, heading into the top of the fourth inning. Threshers make their first bullpen change of the ball game as Jonathan Petit goes three innings. He will not get a decision as the game is now tied at two runs apiece with Henriquez checking into the ball game. Petit went three innings, allowing two runs on six hits, did not walk a batter, and struck out three. Henriquez has something towards his potential first strikeout as he gets Yoel Martinez to swing and miss. 0-1, breaking ball, missing outside, and the count is now 1-1. So Petit's first start of the game is a solid outing, and John Henriquez has been one of the most impressive Threshers relievers so far this season. Martinez lines this one down the left field line and foul, count 1-2. Henriquez has allowed just one run in 8 1/3 innings pitched. 1-2, fastball upstairs in the count 2-2. He struck out 5 and walked 3, giving up just 3 hits, 2 of them with 2 walks, but no runs coming in a 3-inning relief appearance this past Thursday. 2-2, fastball upstairs, and he goes from 0-2 to 3-2. A 4-pitch mitt for the 2022 signee out of San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Here's the payoff from Henriquez. Fastball upstairs and 4 straight balls after starting off the count 0-2. Put Yoel Martinez on base for the first time. That's the first walk of the game for Threshers pitching. And that'll bring up Fernando Villalobos. Villalobos singled and scored in the second inning. He had the first run of the ball game, coming all the way around on Blaine McIntosh's single. Infield shifted towards double play depth against the lefty as the righty Henriquez gets a fastball in there for a called strike. 4-pitch mix for the Dominican native. 4-seamer, changeup, a slider, and a cutter. Topping out in the low 90s as the slider misses inside. Got away from Henriquez there, but Ricketts does a nice job to keep it in his glove. Make the count 1-1. Ricketts has been the anchor behind the plate of one of the best defensive teams to start the season off so far. 1-1, Fastball in there for a called strike right at the knees of Villalobos. So on first base, Yoel Martinez represents the tying run. 2-2 the score, the go-ahead run. 2-2 the score in the top fourth. Breaking ball, missing high and tight, and the count evens at 2-2. Enriquez only began playing baseball at 12 years old. 2-2 pitch, fastball outside, and the count runs full. And less than 10 years after he is, or just about 10 years after he started playing baseball, he was signed by a professional organization. Payoff pitch. This one is hit high in the air out to deep right field. Rincones on the track, at the wall, jumping up, and it bounces off the top of the wall in right field. Hit off the National League champion sign, and Rincones doing everything he could to keep that ball in the stadium. A good reaction, though, if the ball bounced far off that right field wall, but it ends up as a double, and Yoel Martinez moves to third base. So the second extra base hit of the night for the Mets, and now the go-ahead run is 90 feet from home plate. Still no outs here in this fourth inning. A 2-2 ball game as the double by Villalobos is the seventh hit of the game for the St. Lucie Mets. So two on and nobody out for Blaine McIntosh, who had that RBI triple back in the second. Enriquez deals. Breaking ball outside and count 1-0. Couple of Threshers pitchers warming up in the pen. Not getting ready to pitch just yet, so Enriquez should finish out this inning. But just some guys getting their stretches in as a foul ball prevents me from getting in the hit in the face by a baseball. Fastball rocked right back into the netting by Blaine McIntosh. It's a 1-1 count, 2-2 the score, 2 on and nobody out. Enriquez deals. Fastball in on the outside corner. A really nice pitch by Enriquez to make the count 1-2. And he's a guy who's definitely young enough to add some more velo onto that fastball, but he can locate it so well in the low 90s. 1-2 pitch, missing upstairs, count 2-2, and this is where he's run into some trouble. He had an 0-2 count on Yoel Martinez, was unable to get the strikeout, and ended up on a 6-pitch walk and worked the full count against Villalobos as well. And another full count. So all three batters have seen a 3-2 count. First base is empty for McIntosh, but Enriquez looking for a big strikeout here. He looks at the base runners, now sends the payoff. Fastball just missing outside. A really close call. And it is the second walk of the frame for John Enriquez. So still nobody out. Two walks and a double in the top of the fourth inning. 2-2 still the score. And now Ryland Thomas with the bases loaded and nobody out. Enriquez got himself into a bit of a jam to start off this inning as he sends a first pitch fastball in the outside corner for called strike one. Thomas is 1-for-2 today, RBI single in the second, and a strikeout looking in the first to lead off the ball game. Now the 0-1, fastball just missing upstairs in the count 1-1. And Enriquez more of a pitch-to-contact guy. Been effective at it so far this season. And he's got one of the league leaders in double play teams behind him with Brito and Rincon. They have combined for most of the Threshers' 14 double plays on the season. And that's up there among the league leaders. 2-1 to Thomas. Bases loaded. And the pitch. Weakly hit up the middle. Fielded by Ricketts. A run will score. Ricketts will get the easy out at first base as the runners move station to station. And it is a 2-3 ground out, but an RBI for Ryland Thomas. The game is now back in St. Lucie's hands. The score is 3-2. So on second base now is Blaine McIntosh, Fernando Villalobos on third, and Yoel Martinez gets his first run of the season. So one out for Jeffrey De Los Santos, infield in with runners on second and third. First pitch, fastball in there for a called strike and a count 0-1. Enriquez deals. Hit back to first base. The runners will stay put as Castillo now has both runners caught in a rundown. He goes to second. The runner is safe. The throw home and absolutely gone is Villalobos. The Threshers working the base runners like puppets on a string, and they get an unconventional double play. A 3-6-2 double play. And Clearwater escapes an inning where they had bases loaded with nobody out to allow just one run. Only one hit, no errors left. There are no errors and one left. And it's 3-2 St. Lucie heading into the bottom of the fourth.
This is Cannon, 15 seconds later at
Time and time again, we have seen a double play by the Threshers defense, or really any of the number of solid defensive efforts we've seen from Clearwater. Any of the number of those plays have sparked some offense, and the Threshers looking to get back into a tie ball game or maybe take the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 1-0 count to Otto Kemp, the on-base machine for Clearwater. As the Threshers trail 3-2. 1-0 to Kemp. That pitch also misses inside, and the count is now 2-0. Kemp, 150 batting average on the year, but an on-base percentage north of 300 at 353. 2-0 pitch. This one is drilled into deep left center field, and the outfielders are just going to stop and watch that ball leave the yard. Otto Kemp with a crack, and the Threshers tie this ball game up. 3-3 on Kemp's first home run of the year. That right there is a no-doubt home run. Third pitch of the fourth inning, and Otto Kemp ties this game right up. A brand new ball game here at BayCare Ballpark as now Jordan Viers, who is plenty the power threat himself, comes up to the plate looking to break the tie. First pitch in there for a called strike. Now the count 0-1. For Clearwater, that is their ninth home run of the season as the 0-1 pitch gets in there on the inside part of the plate. Now count quickly 0-2 to Viers, who was a home run and four RBIs on the season. Line out to short his last time up. 0-2. This one is hit on the ground, past the diving glove of Villavicencio, and Jordan Viers is on first base. No outs in the inning, a home run already, and the Threshers have the go-ahead run aboard for the second straight frame. Viers has okay speed on first base, might not be a stealing threat, but a good base runner is now Brian Rincone is looking to drive him in. Big leadoff first from Viers. Still no outs in a tie ball game for Brian Rincone here in the fourth. He pulls the bunt back, but the pitch is in there for a strike, a breaking ball at his knees, as the Threshers looking to go small ball here again. We'll see if Rincone tries to bunt for a second straight tie. Orellana, the 0-1. The bunt is down, but it will roll foul. A slow-rolling bunt, but just didn't angle it right. Didn't bid Rincone. And now he'll have to swing with an 0-2 count. Tie ball game on an Otto Kemp solo jack. Now the 0-2 to Rincone. Orellana goes back to first instead. Viers loses the helmet, but is back at first base safely. Just one stolen base on the year for Viers in one attempt. That was one of those late-in-the-game moments where the catcher was not worrying about base runners. Now here's the 0-2. Rincone lets the fastball go outside. Somewhat of a pitch out to try and see if Viers was going to take second, it seemed, because it was that far out of the zone, deep into the right-handed batter's box. And switch-hitting Rincone taps the plate and gets himself ready for the 1-2. Growing leadoff first for Viers. The 1-2 to Rincone misses outside, and catcher Villalobos tried to sell that as strike three by popping up and looking over to first base to try and start the ring around the horn. By the count even to Rincone, who had two unsuccessful bunt attempts and now has an even count to 2-2. Throw back to first again. Viers again loses the helmet, but again is in there safely, sliding head first. He's had one hit in each of the first three series as time is called for Viers to put his helmet back on. Show a sportsmanship by Yoel Martinez. As manager for the St. Lucie Mets, Gilbert Gomez coming out to make sure that Martinez is all right. Something must have fallen out of his pocket. So we're still at a 2-2 count to Rincone. Viers is on first base with nobody out. Rincone will step back in. Orellana looking for the sign. Now has the ball set with a glove raised to his head. Viers inching around, trying to distract the pitcher. The 2-2. Hit back into the netting, and Rincone stays alive by fighting off a two-strike fastball. Pretty wide range for Orellana's heater. It's gone anywhere from 93 to 96 miles an hour. Low to mid-90s. No real consistent velocity for his fastball. 2-2 again. This one is hit high in the air out to left center field. Thomas going back, a step in front of the track, and he sees it to the left fielder McIntosh, who will make the grab two steps before the warning track for out number one. Myers back to first base. And that'll be one out for Eric Brito. He walked and scored the tying run on a wild pitch in the third inning. Now up, as he has been one of the best hitters in the Threshers lineup so far. Leads the team in batting average with a .410 on base percentage, second to only Ricardo Rosario, as the count now 1-0. Rosario comes into this game with an on-base percentage at .533 after a couple of walks and three hits in three games, nine official at-bats. It's a 1-0 now to Brito. Orellana deals. This one is hit high in the air out to center field. Easy play for Thomas. He'll take a couple steps to his left as that ball just keeps carrying towards right center. Ends up right next to the right fielder, De Los Santos, with the ball in his glove. Two outs now, and the lineup card will turn over. Ricardo Rosario has been clutch in his first four games. His three-game hit streak in Tampa, but 0-2 here at BayCare Ballpark thus far. Viers on first, representing the go-ahead run. Two outs and a 3-3 game. Now the pitch from Orellana, cut out and missed over the top of a breaking ball. And the count's only one. Rosario struck out in the first and flied out in the third. Orellana, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball bounces into the glove of Villalobos, and the count evens at 1-1. He'll take a new ball from Tyler Green and send it back to Orellana. Both pitchers, well, all three pitchers have been moving pretty quickly when it comes to the pitch clock. Orellana gets set at 10 seconds, and 2 seconds later he throws. Breaking ball doesn't break enough, and the count's 2-1. Rosario playing his first full year of full season baseball. Played in the FCL and Dominican League last year. 2-1. He holds up the swing, appeal to the bases just in case, and Tyler Green takes the appeal himself, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. 3-3 ball game with Rosario looking to change that. Fires taking a short lead off first. Orellana, the 2-2. This one is hit high in the air into shallow center field. Two steps in for Thomas. Now he'll range back a step and make the catch over his head with one hand. So the Threshers tie up the game thanks to Otto Kemp's first home run of the season, but they leave the go-ahead runner stranded on first. One run on two hits with one left, no errors here in the fourth inning. We're heading into the fifth. And the Threshers and St. Lucie Mets are tied at 3.
Today's game is brought to you by Oakley's, the official Oakley sweet sweetener. It's now all over America, where it's moving in various countries. Minor league baseball.
It's a tie ball game, almost at the halfway point. Fifth inning here at BayCare Ballpark, 3-3 the score. John Henriquez back out for his second inning of work. As St. Lucie leads in hits 7-5, but in runs, each team has 3. 2 in the second for St. Lucie, 2 in the third for Clearwater, and each team with a run apiece in the fourth inning. As the heart of the order up for the St. Lucie Mets, Henriquez zips a fastball outside to Jet Williams to make the count 1-0. Three-four-five up for St. Lucie as Henriquez deals. Slider missing outside, count now 2-0. Single in the first, a single and a stolen base in the third. And now 2-0 pitch. In there for a called strike. Another breaking ball to Jet Williams as Henriquez, working quickly, now has it set at the stomach. With 5 seconds on the pitch clock, he deals, zips a slider outside to count 3-1. Williams awaits the pitch, fouls it away back into the netting, and the count will run full. We've seen a whole lot of full counts, especially with John Henriquez on the mound. Three batters have seen a 3-2 count now, with Williams awaiting the payoff. Here comes. Very close was the fastball on the outside corner, but It is ball four to Jet Williams. A good eye as the Threshers have now walked their third batter of the game. All three walks coming out of the hand of John Enriquez. So Williams is the go-ahead run, and Jacob Reimer will come to the plate to try and drive last year's Mets first-round pick back in. This one is hit high in the air out to right field. Rincones, drifting towards the foul line, makes the grab with one hand in fair territory for out number one. So you get a three-pitch, or you get a six-pitch walk, and you return things by just one pitch, leading to an out. Enriquez will throw pitch number 30 to Vincent Perozzo. He's on 29 now, 13 for strikes. First pitch to Perozzo, hit on the ground, chopped to first, stepped on the bag, Dick Castillo, the throw to second, in time, double play. Chad Castillo at the forefront of two inning-ending double plays. And that one, just a heads-up, bang-bang play in the field for the Threshers' first baseman. John Enriquez faces the minimum in the fifth inning. And the Threshers keep this game tied after another double play. It's 3-3, and instead of going to commercial, Lance Williams will have a scoreboard update from the Phillies farm system. What do you got, Lance?
It's a pretty good day today for the Phillies system. Right now, just before the Threshers are tied up, Reading fighting fairly strong from 11-5. Actually, they won their game 11-5. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, they won their game 6-2 against Jacksonville. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws, they're down 4-3 at the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Philadelphia Phillies, they're currently down just 1-0 to the Seattle Mariners. That game is in Citizens Bank, Philly. So yeah, pretty good day for the Phillies system so far. Hopefully we can get another win here in Philly.
A couple of early morning wins is a good thing for a system, and the Phillies on a three-game win streak, so they might have to turn back things back around against Seattle. A new pitcher coming out for the St. Lucie Mets. Big thanks to Lance for that in-between inning update. He'll be joining us for another score update a little bit later on in the game. But for the first time today, the Mets have gone to the bullpen. Brian Gursky, the left-hander, will come in to replace Douglas Orellana. So neither starter will get a decision tonight. And Gursky out of Granger, Indiana, played for the Mets in 2022, signed as an undrafted free agent in 2022. This is his first year in full season ball in his second year as a full professional. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 for the Threshers, beginning with Justin Crawford, as he lays down a bunt that bounces on home plate and rolls back behind to make it 0-1. He's technically reached base twice, though he reached on an error in the third. Each team with an error apiece here in the fifth inning. 3-3 still the score. Crawford 1-for-2 with a double in the first inning. 0-1. Just got a piece of that one. He sends that into the netting behind home plate. Count 0-2 to Crawford, who is leading off an inning as he was the leadoff man for Clearwater for the opening. Most of the opening few games. It was only until there was one game Omarion Boyd let off and he batted second. But since Ricardo Rosario has come on, it has been Rosario 1 and Crawford into the 2 spot. Now the 1-2 to Crawford. Hit the other way into the netting above the Threshers' dugout. And a nice play made by Samuel Aldegheri, who will give some fans a souvenir. Still 1-2 to Crawford, who's got an average just over 300, 5 RBIs on the season with 4 of them in Tampa. 1-2. Hit back up the middle over the glove of Gursky. Charging is the shortstop. Williams throws to first, and it gets past the first baseman, Martinez, but after Crawford had already reached base. So it is a leadoff single for Justin Crawford, and his bat is really starting to get hot. 6-for-20. But for an even 300 batting average in the opening home series against Fort Myers, he went 4-for-9 against the Tarpons in Tampa, and now 2-for-3 here in the third inning. That'll bring up Caleb Ricketts, who has 1 RBI already today, first to double digits in Ribby's is Ricketts with 11 on the year. First pitch to him, misses outside for ball one. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Crawford, definitely a threat to steal at first base. He has tried 10 times and got caught twice. Tied for second in the league with Gabriel Rincones Jr. behind his teammate Amarion Boyd for the league lead. He rushes back to first, slides in head first safely. And we got Finley in the house. Taking in the ball game from the best view in the ballpark. Not that I'm biased or anything. 1-0, breaking ball outside. And the count 2-0. Finley is currently trying to steal my dinner. No, he's not. He's too nice of a shark for that. 2-0 count to Ricketts. Gursky taking a look at first base and the pitch. Inside on the fastball, count 3-0. And he is afraid to pitch to Caleb Ricketts right now. I think that's clear. I think he sees Finley because Finley's a fearsome dude. And above home plate, if you see him as a pitcher, you're running the other way. The pitch misses outside. Crawford in at second base safely, a head first slide. And Villalobos and the Mets never even had a chance. So Crawford and Boyd are now tied with the league lead with 9 stolen bases. And I'm giving credit to Finley for that one. He came up here and Crawford ratcheted up the velo on his legs. I don't think it's a coincidence. But it's a 3-1 count to Caleb Ricketts with now the go-ahead runner in scoring position. And that is ball four. Breaking ball misses outside, and Ricketts is on base for the second straight at-bat. And the Threshers have 2 on with nobody out to start off the fifth inning. Same thing happened in the third. A leadoff single, that one by Rincón, and there Brito walked. Both of those two ended up scoring. So with the risk of overquoting Yogi Berra, let's hope it's some deja vu all over again. Gabriel Rincones Jr., who is 0 for his last 8 now after an 11-game on Bay Street, looking to break that goose egg and do some damage with 2 good runners on the base pass. First pitch misses to him from Gursky as the count is now 1-0. A 5.40 ERA on the season for Brian, one of just 4 lefties on St. Lucie's roster, lefty throwers, that is. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball outside, count 2-0. Gursky, 5 relief appearances and 1 save. He's got an inning in each of them, 6 strikeouts and 3 walks. Now 4 walks with Ricketts on first base. The 2-0. Breaking ball just missing outside, and the count is 3-0. Rincones Jr., an 11-game on-base streak, ended on Sunday, though he did reach on a drop third strike. Obviously, that doesn't officially count in the active streak. 3-0, Rincones goes for it. Looked like it was a strike anyway, but no, it wasn't. Appeals made to first, or to the bases, and Isabello Robb says he did not go around, and that pitch mixed the zone. So the first of 11 straight, or maybe more, for Rincones Jr. as he is on first base with a walk for the first time in his last 8 at-bats. 2 straight walks and a single lead off the fifth inning. Crawford on third, Ricketts on second, Rincones Jr. on first for Chad Castillo, who is 0-for-2, but he's made his mark defensively so far today. First pitch to Castillo. Weakly hit back to the pitcher's mound. The throw will go home and go past the catcher. Crawford gets in. Now Rickard is sprinting around third. He slides in there safely. The Threshers take advantage of another miscue at home plate, and they plate 2 on the error. 5-3 the lead, and the Threshers are ahead for the first time tonight. So it'll be a 1-2 fielder's choice for Chad Castillo. And he will reach second base on the error by Brian Gursky. 5-3 the score with Otto Kemp, the home run hitter, earlier tonight. And the pitch misses to make it 1-0. So it's Castillo on second, Rincones Jr. on third, and a two-run lead for the Threshers. Gursky, left-handed pitcher to the right-handed hitter Kemp. The pitch, fastball up and outside, count 2-0. First base is open for Otto, who has been a walk machine so far this season. He's walked 9 times. Only Gabriel Rincones Jr. on the Threshers has walked more in the team stats, with 11 walks after the one in the last 2 at-bats ago. That's the first strike of the at-bats, a 2-1 count now to Kemp, who's homered and struck out in his 2 at-bats today. Has the chance to drive in a couple of more runs. Infield in with runners on second and third. The 2-1 pitch is hit the other way and over the netting into one of the sweeps. So a lucky fan will get a souvenir. One of the many perks of being in one of the suites here at Bay Care Ballpark. Some beautiful suites overlooking the field on the right field side. And if you go to threshersbaseball.com/tickets, you can reserve one for your own today. Kemp hits this one the other way and foul. He is just crushing the baseball when making contact. An absolute rocket off his bat, but foul down the right field side as the count will stay 2-2. Castillo on second, Rincones Jr. on third. The Threshers with 2 runs home already this inning. Kemp awaits the pitch, 2-2, fouled away again and over the sweeps on the right field side to make the count 2-2. Ready, 2-2 to Kemp. As Gursky looks in for the sign. And this one is hit deep into center field by Kemp. Should be enough to plate Rincones. Caught by Thomas, and the throw will be cut off at shortstop as Rincones Jr. is going to walk in a home plate for run number 6. A sacrifice fly for Otto Kemp. And he has 2 RBIs, which are his first 2 of the season. The Threshers lead it 6-3. And the first out of the 5th inning is a productive one. 1 gone on the sacrifice fly, and now Jordan Byers is up with a run on second base in Chad Castillo. Byers is 1-for-2 on the day with a single, has a nice lefty pull shift. Swing and a miss, and that is 0-1. It's the closest to the overshift that we will have. The second baseman, Villavicencio, has his heels almost on the outfield grass on second base, pretty much right in the middle of second and first. And playing behind the first base bag is Martinez. 0-1, hit back up the middle, and that is fielded by Villavicencio. He loses it on the jump throw, and Byers is in at first base. Advancing to third is Castillo, and that is hit number 7 of the day for the Threshers. Would have been a tough play to get him at first anyway, so they give Byers his 2nd hit of the game, his first multi-hit game of the 2023 season. And that's certainly a bat that the Threshers would like to have hot, because I saw him in minor league spring training hit a couple of balls that might have just been vaporized. So now that's 2 on for Brian Rincon. With 1 out here in the 5th. He swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball to make the count 0-1. Rincon scored the first run of the game for the Threshers in the 3rd after leading off the frame with a single, flied out to left his last time up, and now has the chance to give the Threshers an even bigger advantage. The 0-2 pitch is now 0-2 as the breaking ball settles over home plate for called strike. 7 hits apiece, the Threshers lead at 6-3. Byers on first, Castillo on third, with Rincon batting as a righty for the first time. The 0-2, cut on and miss. There's strike 3. First strikeout of the day for Gursky. And now there are 2 outs here in the 5th inning. That'll bring up Eric Brito with a home run and 6 RBIs on the season with an average just north of 300. He has hit in the 9th spot in the order every time he has been in the Threshers lineup, and he has truly delivered, really been like the second leadoff guy that the Threshers field staff wants out of their nine hitter as he lets a fastball go outside for ball one. Brito, in his second straight year with Clearwater, has already equaled his 2021 home run total. And now has a chance to add a couple more runs. This one is hit back up the middle. Slow roller short, a flip to second base, and there is out number three in the ballgame. So it is a 6-4 put out on Brito, but the Threshers get their first lead of the game. An error in the inning for the Mets, but the Threshers play three runs on two hits, and they leave two stranded. 6-3 the score as we head into the sixth inning. The Threshers lead it on the Threshers broadcast network.
Each Tom's April 28th. All tickets for your dog. Don't forget to prepare your props for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com. Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Become a member of our Super Cheese Club. Visit by main team with just $30 for free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday morning. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Top of the sixth inning, John Henriquez back out on the mound as the Threshers have a lead for the first time today, which puts Henriquez in line for the win in what may not even be his last inning. Don't see guys warming up for Clearwater. As the first pitch is grounded up the middle, Henriquez jumps over it. It lands in the glove of Brito at second. Pulls Castillo off the bag, but he plants the tag on Kevin Villavicencio. One pitch, one out, and a really difficultly fielded play all around. It can't be easy to field a pitch that your field of vision is blocked on because the pitcher had to jump over it. Brito gets all the way to the second base bag and then makes the throw going away, and then Castillo, the spin and tag on Villavicencio for the out. So one gone, and now one gone to Yoel Martinez as he swings and misses at a low fastball to make the count 0-1. The Threshers, seven hits, six runs and an error, three runs, seven hits, and two errors for St. Lucie. Breaking ball upstairs, and the count is now 1-1 to Martinez, who scored in the fourth and walked in that frame. He's 0-1. 1-1 the count, one out, and nobody on, as Henriquez kicks and deals. This one is hit high in the air, down the right field line, tailing foul. It's going to land in the stands to make the count 1-2. Martinez, still looking for his first hit of the season, does have an RBI, though. And now the pitch. 1-2, hit into left field, short run for Rosario, and he steps back as he realized he overran the two steps forward. Didn't need to move to make that out. Two gone here in the sixth to bring up Fernando Villalobos. He's reached base twice, was thrown out at home to end the fourth inning, and he has a single and a double with a run scored. So he's halfway to the cycle. John Henriquez has retired the minimum in the last inning, thanks to a double play, and now retire the first two he's faced here in the sixth. Breaking ball, missing outside, and the count's 1-0. Henriquez, 39 pitches now with 20 for strikes. The pitch fouled away, and now the count is even at 1-1. Pitch number 40 for John Henriquez. Got the lefty in Villalobos up at the plate. The 1-1 fouled back into the netting. Count 1-2. Riquez in his first full season pro. 1-2. Foul tip into the glove of Ricketts, and that will end the inning. Can't catch up with a fastball, could be a Lobos. And John Enriquez, his second straight 1-2-3 inning. He is in line for the victory. The Threshers up by 3, but plenty of baseball left as we head into the bottom of the 6th inning. Here at Fake Air Ball.
Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Come down to Fake Air Ballpark with fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring fireworks on the field. Kevin's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets to stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Top of the lineup, bottom of the 6th inning for Clearwater. They lead it 6-3 over St. Lucie, grabbing their first lead of the game in the 5th. They have scored runs in each of the last 3 innings. And Rosario trying to continue that trend as he takes the first pitch, a breaking ball up and away to make it 1-0. He's 0-3 today, longest he has gone without a hit in a game for the Threshers. 1-0, fastball outside, and it's 2-0. 3 hits in 9 official at-bats in his season debut series with Clearwater. Also walked 3 times, drove in 3 runs, and scored 2 against Tampa last week. 2-0 pitch in there for a called strike to make it 2-1. So Rosario getting his first home action after splitting last year between the Dominican Summer League and the Florida Complex League. If there, he looks at a fastball outside to make it 3-1. Gursky deals. 3-1 pitch. Scooted away by Rosario, and his on-base streak continues to 4 straight. He has gotten on base at least once in every game. He does so with a leadoff walk here in the 6th inning. I know my old pitching coach, Alberto Bastardo, that I worked with last season in Bowling Green, was a big opponent of the leadoff walk. Says it was arguably the worst way a pitcher could start off the inning. As Crawford lays down a nice bunt down the third base line, no play at second, and a throw skips past Jerome Martinez. Crawford sprinting around the second base bag as the ball ends up in foul territory in left field. And a bullet of a throw made by Villavicencio to get to third base, keeping Rosario there. So Crawford reaches on an error for the second time. And the first two batters are on base here in the 6th inning. Another throwing error for St. Lucie. That is their third error of the ball game, and Crawford has technically reached in every at-bat. Just the last two, he's reached on an error. That'll bring up Caleb Ricketts, infield coming in for the Threshers catcher, as he lets a breaking ball settle in there for a called strike. So Rosario on third, Crawford on second. 3 errors in the game now for St. Lucie, and the infield pushed in with runners on second and third and nobody out. 0-1 to Ricketts is drilled down the right field line, and that's going to be in for a base hit. The ball rolls into the corner as Ricketts will turn for second. 2 runs score, and Caleb Ricketts slides in with a 2-run double. 8-3, the Threshers breaking this game open, and Ricketts' bat stays scorching hot. A multi-hit game for him for the fourth time in the last four games. He is absolutely catching fire right now, and that's going to prompt the pitching coach to come out and chat with Brian Gursky. So Rosario scores. It's at least one RBI from Caleb Ricketts. But with Crawford reaching first on an error, one of those runs will be unearned. So Caleb Ricketts has now RBIs and hits in consecutive games. He had a four-hit game, a three-hit game, and a two-hit game in Tampa. And has reached base via the hit in each of the past three. Or in each of the past four, excuse me. And what a stat line he's had over those four games, which we'll get to after this pitch to Rincones Jr. Rincones Jr. lofts this one up into center field. Keeps on carrying backwards for Thomas, but he settles under it, makes the grab with two hands. Tagging for third is Ricketts. The throw pulls the third baseman Reimer off the bag, and Caleb Ricketts is at third safely on the flyout with the first out of the inning. So Crawford's play officially ruled a fielder's choice, and he advances to second on the throwing error on Jacob Reimer, his first error of the ball game. And then Caleb Ricketts now on third base with one out, and the infield pushed in for Chad Castillo, who takes a fastball outside to make it 0-1. So for Ricketts, who's on third base, he is 2-for-3 this game with a walk. 0-1, as Castillo pops this one up into foul territory. I thought I was going to be able to make a play on that, but it landed close to the booth, but it's going to be a souvenir for a fan down below. 0-2 count to Castillo, and Caleb Ricketts is now 10 for his last 16. 10 for his last 18. I can't do math. 0-2 to Castillo. Fastball upstairs. And the count is now 1-2. In that spam, he also has 8 RBIs. As he's credited with 2 on the double. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike 3. Nice spiked curveball from Brian Gursky. And that will be the second out in the 6th inning. Castillo is retired on strikes for the second time today. 2 outs now for Otto Kemp, who has driven in 2 runs, 1 in each of his last 2 at-bats. And now the pitch bounces in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Stays in front of it, does Villalobos. And it's a 1-0 count. After this next out, Lance Williams will have a Major League scoreboard update. But right now, it's a 1-0 count to Kemp with a runner on third. Threshers have an 8-3 lead. The pitch, swing and a miss. He thought he had that, but the fastball just a bit above his bat as the count evens to 1-1. So Kemp, 1-for-2 with a home run and a sacrifice fly. First homer of the year. First 2 RBIs of the year. Now the 1-1. Hit the other way. Foul. That goes over the netting and into the right field stands. Bouncing into the Tiki Hut in right, and the count is 1-2. Tiki Hut in right and left field. Might have to spend some time at that Tiki Bar after the game. It was a beautiful day out here in Clearwater, a night that it was expected to rain late. So thanks for getting the weather wrong. 1-2. Curveball on the outside corner, called strike 3. So Gursky strikes out the last 2 batters, but he lets 2 runs come home. Caleb Ricketts driving in 2 on a double. The Threshers get 2 runs on 1 hit. It's 8-3 And Lance has a scoreboard update for us. Take a look.
Now, 2-10.
Thank you, Lance. Appreciate your help and telling me what the scores are, because I don't know. But I do know that the Threshers are up 8-3 here in the top of the seventh inning, and they've got a new pitcher, Andrew Walling, the left-handed arm, coming in to face Blaine McIntosh, Ryland Thomas, and Jeffrey De Los Santos with a 5-run cushion here in the seventh inning. A solid game for Henriquez as Walling's first pitch is in there for a called strike to McIntosh, count 0-1. Henriquez in line for the victory, allowed one run on one hit, three walks and a strikeout in three innings of work. Would be his second win of the year. This one's hit on the ground to second off the end of McIntosh's bat. Brito fields it smoothly, throws to first for out number one. One gone here in the seventh, and Walling making quick work of Blaine McIntosh. Now Ryland Thomas, who has driven in a run in each of his last two at-bats. RBI ground out and an RBI single. And he is 1-for-3 on the day. First pitch to Thomas is a fastball that misses high and inside. Count 1-0. Walling with a Craig Kimbrell-style arm hang. 1-0 pitch. Fouled away off the end of Thomas's bat, and the count even at 1-1. For Walling, he's now gone 7 full innings, an ERA of 4.05, 6 walks and 8 strikeouts in now his 6th relief appearance. Through a scoreless outing in the series finale in Tampa, this one is lifted high in the air and over the press box to make it 1-2, as Ryland Thomas fouls one down the left field side. Left-on-left matchup here, Walling has a 1-2 advantage. The pitch. Hit off the end of the bat again and knocking into the netting. Fouled away as the count will stay 1-2 to Ryland Thomas. Last time he got into a 2-strike count was in his first at-bat where he struck out looking. And Walling, set from the stretch at the center of the rubber, he deals. Inside on the fastball, just a little bit too tight. And the count is 2-2. The center fielder for the Mets today. Two of his 3 season RBIs have come tonight. 2-2 pitch. Hit back into the netting again. Second pitch fouled away with 2 strikes by Thomas, continuing to battle. And just the second batter that Andrew Walling has faced. And Walling has gone over an inning in 3 of his previous 5 outings. 2-2 pitch, just missing outside. So I don't know if he's scheduled to go for longer than an inning. But anything can happen with this ball. Payoff pitch, fouled away again. Can land on the concourse right near the Diamond Outfitters. They're all loaded up with some of the coolest Threshers gear you'll see. Go to the Diamond Outfielders store, Diamond Outfitters store down the left field line, or visit us online at threshersbaseball.com for your Threshers needs when it comes to gear and other cool souvenirs. But it is a one-out walk to Ryland Thomas here in the top of the seventh inning. So the Mets have their first base runner since a leadoff walk to Jett Williams in the fifth. Williams is on deck, and Jeffrey De Los Santos is at the plate. Walling hoping to induce a double play to the lefty-right fielder to try and nullify the need for Williams to come to the plate. He gets Williams to go on a breaking ball in the outside corner to make it 0-1. Four-seamer, cutter, slider, and a curve for the lefty Walling, undrafted out of Mississippi State back in 2022. Walling, the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, diving below the zone. He pitched four games for the Threshers last year, nine strikeouts, and opponents at 259 against the lefty Walling while with the Threshers, but here for his first pro season in 2023. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Way out ahead of that breaking ball was De Los Santos, and it's quickly 1-2. Walling working quickly from the mound. Looks at first baseman and deals. Breaking ball in there for a called third strike. The off-speed stuff working for Walling as the curveball up in the zone gets out De Los Santos. First strikeout of the day for Andrew Walling. And fifth overall for Threshers pitching. Make sure to download the Tijuana Flats app, because if Clearwater gets two more strikeouts in the next two and a third innings, you can get a free taco with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. First pitch to Jet Williams, a fastball upstairs that misses 1-0. And I know I'm going to have a taco after the game, but so I'm hoping the Threshers can save me some money by getting a couple more strikeouts. 1-0 to Jet as a breaking ball settles in on the outside corner, even the count at 1-0. Short lead off first, but Thomas hasn't made his move towards second yet. The 1-1. This one is hit on a line into left center field, and that is going to be almost cut off by Rosario, but he is caught sliding. Thomas, sprinting around third base, is going to head home and score easily as there's no throw after it's cut off by Rincon at short. It's an RBI double for Jet Williams, his third hit of the ball game. Makes it 8-4. Clearwater still in the lead, but a runner in scoring position and a run coming home for the Mets here in the seventh inning. Williams, two singles and now an RBI double. Also walked in the fifth, but he has reached base in each of the four times he's come to the plate. That'll bring up Jacob Reimer, who's 1-for-3 on the day. And he's got a chance to bring in a fast runner in Jet Williams. But the Mets still with some work to do as Clearwater, a four-run lead here in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch, swing and a miss. Way in front of that curveball. He wanted some heat and Walling let it go down to the ground as now Caleb Ricketts is going to come out and have a chat with Walling. Williams on second base. Two-out double that gave the Mets an 8-4 lead. They have scored all but one of their runs with two outs on the board. Only one came on an RBI ground out by Ryland Thomas, who just scored his first run of the game. Now it's an 0-1 to Jacob Reimer, who's 1-for-3 with a strikeout and a single. Walling deals. Swing and a miss again. Another breaking pitch low, and I think that's what Ricketts was telling Walling, that Reimer is really just keeping his bat towards the middle of the plate. He's not looking for those low pitches. So Walling might send him a third one here. The 0-2, Williams off for third. The pitch is high, and Ricketts fumbles it on the transfer enough that he holds the throw and allows Jet Williams to get his second stolen base of the day. One, two, as the pitch missed to Reimer. Now the potential fifth run of the game is standing at home. Walling, the 1-2 pitch. Hit on a line into the glove of Kemp, deep into the outfield. He gets the throw to first, not in time. Oh, a close play, as that was felt in the field in the left field corner, almost right where the foul line meets the outfield grass and infield dirt by Kemp. And Reimer beat it out for a hit and an RBI as Williams scores from third to make it 8-5. So another two-out run for St. Lucie. And that'll bring up Vincent Perroza. Swing and a miss. A low curveball on the first pitch has done well for Walling. And a lot of swing and miss strikes on that. As Perroza, who's 0 for 3, now has an 0-1 count. Walling looks at first and deals. Fastball zips in on the outside corner to make the count 0-2. 95 mile an hour on the fastball. We've seen Walling's heater get up as high as 96. 0-2. Off goes the runner as this one's taken the other way. Land on the roof of the press box over on the left field side to keep the count at 0-2. And back to first goes Jacob Reimer. Perroza, two flyouts, one in foul territory, and also a double play in his previous three at-bats. Now the 0-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Chasing after a foul ball, Ricketts throws to first for insurance as they give him the drop third strike attempt on two outs, and that will do it for the inning. But St. Lucie cuts into the lead a little bit. They played two runs on two hits. No errors in the inning, and one runner left on base. But the Threshers have an 8-5 lead as we stretch it out here in the seventh.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 21st to the 24th, for the induction of the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.com today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, sure to cheer up your Threshers pitcher to strike out several batters in the inning. You get a free taco.
The Threshers allow two runs in the top of the seventh inning, but they still lead it 8-5, and they have scored in each of the last four frames. Two in the third, one in the fourth, three in the fifth, and another two in the sixth as Byers fouls the first pitch of the seventh back into the netting, count 0-1. Byers, two singles on the day, his first multi-hit game of the season, and he's 2-for-3. With the crowd starting to get loud and clap in support of their Threshers. Byers cuts on and misses a breaking ball in the outside corner. May have gotten a piece of it, but a foul tip, if anything. He's facing the Mets' new pitcher in Miguel Alfonseca. 6.75 ERA in the year for Alfonseca as he deals the 0-2. Trap foul down the first baseline to keep the count right at 0-2. For Alfonseca, his fourth relief appearance of the season. Just two strikeouts in four innings with a walk and three earned runs on six hits allowed in four frames. Fastball up and in on Byers. Almost brushed his back shoulder as the count is 1-2. A lot of movement running in on the hitter for Alfonseca. 1-2. Bouncing into the glove of Villalobos, and the count now even at 2-2. Byers staying patient on this at bat and working the count as Alfonseca a little bit wild in his fourth appearance of the season. Alfonseca, set at the belt, he deals. Swing and a miss, and there is strike three. No drop third strike given Down at Kirkland and Villalobos. And down on strikes for the first time today is Jordan Veit. I'll bring up Ryan Rincon, who singled and scored his first time up with 1-for-3 on the day. 159 hitter on the year, a homer and three RBIs. Hit a leadoff game-tying home run back last week against Tampa for his third professional home run. Now he has a 1-0 count after a breaking ball hits the dirt from Al Fonseca. A little bit of a Luis Garcia rock the baby sort of setup. Although Garcia does it, or did it, while he was throwing the pitch. Al Fonseca kind of starts his process of getting set. He hitches the glove back towards his right side, and then it gets into his windup. Quick windup after that, though, but now working on Rincon as he has pitched three balls outside the zone to make it a 3-0 count. Rincon brushes the plate, waves the bat around. He's back in the left-handed batter's box with the righty Alfonseca going. 3-0 pitch inside, and Rincon will head to first with a one-out walk. Four-pitch walk for Alfonseca. And for the Threshers, that's their fifth free pass at the ballgame. 8-5, the lead for the Threshers. A runner on first base, and Eric Brito coming up to the plate. He's walked and scored a run, but is 0-for-2 on it. Grounding into a fielder's choice to end his last at bat in the fifth inning. Now here in the seventh, he's got a runner on and one out. First pitch, lightly tapped foul. Goes into the backstop to make it 1-1. Rincon, a big lead off first base. As Alfonseca keeping his eye on the batter. 0-1 is hit high in the air into shallow right field. Coming towards it is De Los Santos in foul territory and ends up in the arms of the second baseman. Villavicencio comes out of nowhere, crashing into the tarp to make the over-the-shoulder basket catch. And it is two away after the foul pop-up to Villavicencio. So that will bring up Ricardo Rosario, leadoff hitter, who has reached base and produced at least one run in each of the first four games of his Threshers career. Walked and scored in the sixth. Still looking to extend his hit streak to four straight. As his on-base streak is already at that mark. And comes in at first safely. Two outs. Threshers lead it 8-5. And here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Alfonseca. Set, deals, off goes Rincon. The fastball is going to be in there on the outside corner. And the throw gets into center field. So Brian Rincon earns his third stolen base of the season. Looked like he would have been safe anyways, even if the throw got there in time, but we'll never know. So it's an 0-1 count to Rosario, but he now has a runner in scoring position to work with. As Rincon moves to second from first after his third steal of the season in five attempts. 0-1. This one is hit into the gap out in left center field. Sprinting towards it is Thomas, and he'll make the catch over his shoulder.
A couple steps in front of the warning track. Looked for a second like it was going to drop down for extra bases from Rosario, but it hung up in the air just long enough for the speedy Rylan Thomas to make the over-the-shoulder catch. We head into the eighth there as the Threshers are held scoreless for the first time since the second inning. They do, however, lead at 8-5, a three-run lead for Clearwater heading in to the top of the eighth inning.
Check out the Wednesday print edition for Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times. Home Friday game. Reputation of the tank by time today. Visit PreciousBaseball.com.
The best deal at Tampa Bay is back with the return of dollar tickets. Start every home series with made in your ballpark with $1 per ticket and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 a month. Visit PreciousBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Todos los amigos son bienvenidos en Daycare Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta social en la tienda. Visítenos en la página web de Pictures Facebook y haz divertido en sus videos.
Pitcher number four coming in for the Threshers after Andrew Walling allows two runs on two hits in the seventh inning with one walk and one strikeout. He won't get a decision as John Enriquez currently in line for the victory. Now Jack Dallas out to pitch the eighth. He zips a fastball on the outside corner past Kevin Villavicencio to make it 0-1. Villavicencio's 0-3 with a strikeout. Dallas deals. This one is hit into right field, and that is going to find green grass for a leadoff single. First time since the fifth inning, the Mets have put the leadoff man on, and Dallas, who's yet to allow a run this season, is now in double play territory with Raul Martinez coming up to the plate. Dallas has now allowed 5 hits and 7 1/3 innings, but no runs, 3 walks and 7 strikeouts for the Thrashers' late reliever as he sends the fastball low for ball one. Dallas, though, 1-0 and one save and one opportunity. But he has embraced the role of setup man, as it seems like Orion Kerkering is destined to be the Thrashers' closer this year. Dallas deals, fastball outside, 2-0. He was the closer for Lamar University back in 2022, wearing the same number 26 that graces the back of his Threshers jersey. He had 14 saves as a senior, which set a school record. 2-0 pitch. Martinez, did he go? Appeal over to Rob says that he did. So 2-1 count as Martinez goes around on the low fastball. Dallas also a football player at Lamar. He got one snap during the game, took it for a 17-yard run. 2-1 pitch over the heart of the plate, and the count is now 2-2. Dallas played football his first 2 years after winning 2 state championships as a football player at West Orange Stark High School. Was the MVP of both of those state championships. 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground, fouled on the first baseline, count 2-2. And for those of you who are familiar with high school sports or have seen the movie Friday Night Lights, Texas football is borderline a professional league. It is taken that seriously out in Texas. And Jack Dallas finished his career an all-state quarterback with over 8,000 yards of total offense and 128 touchdowns in 3 seasons as the quarterback. There he gets a swinging strike 3, showing why he switched to baseball. Fastball up in the zone, and Martinez had no chance. 8th strikeout of the year for Dallas, 6th of the game for Threshers pitching, as we have 1 out here in the 8th. So that'll bring up Fernando Villalobos, who is 2-for-3 with a run scored, a double, and a strikeout. He has a man on first in Yoel Martinez. Not a stealing threat, though, but he is inching towards second base. As the first pitch is popped up into the air, and that's going to land over the visiting broadcast booth where Adam McDonald is, and recently St. Lucie Mets. So if it was hit hard enough, it'll poke a hole through the roof and land in his booth. I don't think that's going to happen. Would be kind of scary. 0-1 now to Villalobos. Dallas awaits the sign sent from the chest, and now he deals. Fastball misses upstairs, count 1-1. Play a little mind games as you wait until there was 2 seconds left on the pitch clock to send the pitch home to Villalobos. Now the count is 1-1. 1-1, Breaking ball flutters over home plate for a call strike two. Breaking ball from Dallas, a two-seamer, sinker, cutter, slider, and a change. That looked like the changeup inside to Villalobo. So it's 1-2 now to the Mets catcher. They trail 8-5, but have 10 hits to the Threshers 8 here in the eighth inning. Breaking ball, missing low and away. Count evens up at 2-2. Villalobo struck out in his last at bat. The only strikeout victim of Andrew Walling. The only strikeout victim of John Henriquez. Here's the 2-2. Fastball called strike three. Outside corner, and Villalobos didn't know what he was looking at. Two straight punch outs for Jack Dallas. And now he can officially get a free taco with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. At the ballpark, the code will probably come up in the next inning. So, two outs and a runner on first for Blaine McIntosh as he pops the first pitch he sees up into the infield. Otto Kemp calls everyone off, tailing towards foul territory, making the catch on the dirt in the foul side of third base. So, a leadoff hit goes for nothing for St. Lucie. The Threshers will try to add on some momentum as we head into the bottom of the eighth inning here at BayCare Ballpark.
On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available at OneThreshersBaseball.com.
Miguel Alfonseca out for the eighth inning. He looks to hold off of a strong seventh inning. The Threshers will help score this for the first time since the third. And the Threshers hope it's his last inning of pitching. They lead 8-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. They're looking to take this to an even bigger lead in the ninth, and a great order to do it in. Justin Crawford, Caleb Ricketts, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. here in the bottom eight. Slider inside. It's going to miss to Crawford. 1-0. He's technically reached base every single time he's come to the plate. Reached on an error in the third and a fielder's choice in the sixth. Also a double in the first and a single in the fifth. This one has bounced to the second baseman. Villavicencio has an easy play at first. First time that Crawford grounds out. There's quickly one gone in the eighth inning. So the Threshers lead it 8-5. Three errors for St. Lucie. One error for Clearwater. St. Lucie's runs and hits match their record. 5 runs on 10 hits. And Clearwater, 8 runs on 8 hits as they look for their 10th win here tonight. Caleb Ricketts now up with nobody on base and one out as he takes a fastball outside for ball number one. He's reached base in each of his last three plate appearances, with a pop-out in the first inning, but an RBI single, a walk, and a run scored, and then a two-run double in the sixth. Breaking ball misses low, 2-0. And you can really tell that, especially with righties going to the lefty, these Mets pitchers just don't want to throw inside on Ricketts. He's hitting the ball that well right now. The 2-0 pitch Fastball upstairs, and they peel over to Isabella Rod at first, says that he did not go. So it's 3-0 to Ricketts, who's already walked once today and driven in three runs for the second time in a game this season. Third time a Threshers player has done it. 3-0, fastball right down Broadway. Counts 3-1. Sorry, fourth time Threshers player has done it. Ricketts and Eric Brito have each driven in three runs twice in a game. Ricketts happened to do it in two consecutive games. 3-1 pitch, hit high in the air out to right into left field. McIntosh towards the foul line, and that is going to go out of play. So the count now full to Ricketts, who's going to head back to the plate. Ricketts, 2 for 3 here tonight, 10 for his last 18. What a run of play he's having right now. Average up to 13 RBIs through 15 and almost 16 full games. Payoff pitch, fouled away, and that's going to land on the roof a couple feet above me and bounce right back into a fan's lap in about the fourth row. I'd say it was the closest the ball came to me, but I had a foul ball actually come in my booth in Tampa earlier in the week, last week. Payoff to Ricketts is bounced over to short. Williams waits back on it, fields it on a hop, and sends it to first to beat Ricketts by a step and a half. A nice play by the Mets first round bringing up Gabriel Rincones Jr. with 2 outs. He reached on a walk and scored in the fifth inning on that Caleb Ricketts 2-RBI double. Or he might have scored on a sack fly. Yeah, he scored on a sack fly. I can't read. It's fine. 2 outs for Rincones Jr. I can't speak either. And it's a 1-0 count now as the breaking ball misses outside. Rincones, 2 homers, 4 RBIs on the season. And now the 1-0 pitch hit high in the air and foul down the left field line. 1-1 to Rincones Jr., who's 0-3 with a walk. Also scored in the fifth, as I mentioned. Only player with double-digit walks in the Threshers roster right now with 10 on the season. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Misses the fastball upstairs, and it's only 1-2. Threshers lead it 8-5. And here the bottom of the eighth inning. Alfonseca set a strike away from the ninth. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and in. Rincones avoids it, and the count's 2-2. Don't see anyone warming in the Threshers bullpen, so either the closer is done or Jack Vidalis is going to be going for a 6-out save. 2-2. Breaking ball outside, the count 3-2. Two of the Threshers have 2 saves this season, Wesley Moore and Orion Kirkering, each with 2 saves. And the payoff coming to Rincones. This one is hit into the gap in right center field, and that is going to hit off the wall and go for extra bases. Rincones Jr. rounds first, and he stands up at second base with a 2-out double. That's the power stroke that got him drafted top 100 picks in 2022. And Gabe Rincones Jr. tore the cover off of that ball. So 2 outs and a man on second base for Chad Castillo, who's 0-4 with 2 strikeouts tonight. What a chance to drive in a run. Alfonseca looks over at second, and the first pitch to Castillo misses way outside, gloved by Villalobos to keep Rincones Jr. on second base. Alfonseca will get a new ball as it's 1-0 to Castillo with 2 outs. Right on left matchup. Castillo just his 3rd game off the injured list, where he landed after getting hurt in the Threshers home opener against Fort Myers. 1-0 hit on the ground at first, fielded by Martinez, and he'll jog and tag the bag for out number 3. So a 2-out double is nullified by the ground out, but the Threshers strand a runner, and they still have a big lead heading into the top of the 9th inning. Last licks for St. Lucie, and the Threshers have a 3-run lead looking to close it out. Be right back with the ninth inning here in the Threshers broadcast. Kirkering on the mound looking for his third save in as many tries, and he has been lights out of the Threshers' bullpen. He comes in today with an 8-5 lead, still a save situation, and he has not allowed a run on just one hit and one walk in 5 innings of work. Almost 2 strikeouts per inning with 9 Ks in his first 5 innings. And he has 2 saves, looking for a save every other appearance if he gets the top of the Mets order here. This one's fouled back and bouncing off the press box. Closer and closer, hitting me in the head. But I was already dropped on the head as a baby, so it's fine. 0-1 to Ryler Thomas, who pops this one into left field. Rosario under it. He takes 2 steps forward to make the grab with one hand for out number 1. So Dallas's night is done. Enriquez still in line for the victory, but Dallas with 1 hit in 1 inning, and he struck out the last 2 batters. Stick around for the post-game show, as Lance Williams will give you a recap of today's contest after the next 2 outs, hopefully. As it's 0-1 to Jeffrey De Los Santos, but Ryan Kirkering looking smooth on the mound as always. 0-1 pitch, fastball missing low and away, count 1 and 1. He's got a fastball that can touch 99. And maybe by the time he gets to the majors, it'll end up hitting 100. Swing and a miss, could not touch the fastball, could De Los Santos. There's a 99-mile-an-hour heater from Kirkering as the count's now 1 and 2. Definitely set up to be a closer at the big league levels. The 1-2 pitch is lined foul down the left field side and will stay 1-2. He's got the perfect modern closer arsenal, really. 4-seamer, slider, curve, and a chain. Enough off-speed stuff to fool you and some hard stuff that is just difficult to hit, as De Los Santos barely shaves a piece of his bat off on that pitch foul. That's still intact, though, and it's 1-2. As Kirkering deals. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Ricketts gloves it. And Ryan Kirkering has now struck out 10 in his first 5 2/3 innings. 9 strikeouts on the day for the Threshers. And Kirkering is 1 out away from save number 3. But he's got a tough out to do it against Jent Williams, who's reached base 4 times. He's 3-for-3 with a double, 2 stolen bases, and an RBI. He takes the first pitch as Ryan Kirkering hits 100 miles an hour for the first time as a pro. Second Threshers pitcher to do so this year. As now the 0-1 to Williams is scorched into center field. Crawford going back. 2 steps in front of the trap. Top stops and makes the catch as Ryan Kirkering with a 1-2-3-9 for his third save of the ballgame. The Threshers take the victory, second straight They have started both of their home series off with a victory. John Enriquez will get his second win of the season. Orion Perkery his third save of the season. And for the loss, that will be charged to Brian Gursky. And for more on the postgame show, to my broadcast partner in Lance Williams. The Threshers with an 8-5 victory. Let's hear all about it.
That jackpot is get you $448 of your best friends out to the next Dollar Tuesday a week.
So the Crushers is a four, they batted
$8.30.
One of those hits, though, was out of
count. If you're holding tennis balls, come on out to section 101 or the right field burner, as we are about to get this fun contest underway. Mr. Will, you ready to get the target?
Yeah.
Do it.
The Lakeland Flying Tigers, the Detroit, they're up 13-6, and it's all the Cardinals at the top of the page. And then we have the Daytona Tortugas hosting the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They're up.
It always sounds like you're out here on section 118 right now. They enjoy themselves, right? Hey, we haven't started talking yet. Those hurts. All right. Once again, $449 in 3, 2, 1, launch ball.
Is tomorrow right here at the same place. 6:30 for the first pitch and 6:15 for the pregame show. Josh, everything else to say for podcast.
I mean, I always have something to say, but not much to say after a win like that. The Threshers continue to show their resiliency. They scored just once again played really strong defense. I think that's something that has gone kind of underrated about this team. You look at any team, a lot of guys just look at the pitching, they look at the hitting. But the Threshers have committed the fewest errors in the Florida State League for now 16 games. Their defense has been a huge part of putting them in the position they are now. And the scariest part about it is that that's what they started doing. I mean, we're in for a lot more fun this season as the Threshers are the second team in the Florida State League to get to double-digit wins. But as Lance said, we'll be back tomorrow against the St. Lucie Mets. The Threshers sending Starlin Castillo out to the mound against Jordan Ventura of the Mets. He's got a record for 38 ERA. Castillo had a 5 runs in his last outing. 4-1 with a 10-13 ERA. But he's a guy with a lot of experience looking to rebound for 4-1 in tomorrow's contest. The ball game will be at 6:30. I'll have the pregame coverage at 6:15, but until then, I want to thank you all for listening to me. Thank you, my broadcast partner, Lance Williams. We'll definitely see him back in the room later on this year, but hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow at 6:15 for the pregame show and the Threshers looking to build off an 8-5 victory as they take on the St. Lucie Mets for the second straight game. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm the voice of the Threshers, Josh Sperber. Hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Section 118 loves you.